Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you too, Ian. Happy season five.
We're getting a little long in the tooth here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's clear up last week's challenge.
I said start with the word commercials. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, six letters, of a company associated with many characters. What is it?
Well, if you add a V, you can spell Marvel Comics.
Very good. All right, Ian, as I mentioned, this is season five, which means we've officially lasted longer than Monty Python's Flying Circus.
And we're clearly better.
To kick off our fifth season, I've brought a quiz in which each correct answer will have five words. Adapted from the 1988 Thomas Harris novel of the same name, what 1991 film was only the third movie to win the so-called Big Five Academy Awards? Best Actor for Anthony Hopkins, Best Actress for Jodie Foster, Best Director for Jonathan Demme, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Picture.
The Silence of the Lambs.
Very good. Counting as he says. And the other two Big Five movies are It Happened One Night and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. In a game of Monopoly, what phrase appears on a community chest card, where it is written next to Rich Uncle Pennybags flying out of a birdcage, and on a chance card depicting Pennybags being kicked out of a prison cell? In both cases, under the directive, this card may be kept until needed or sold.
Get out of jail free.
Very good. And in 1967, a man named James Robert Ringrose, who was one of the FBI's 10 most wanted at the time, gave a get-out-of-jail-free card to the agents as he was arrested.
And they accepted it?
And
for face value.
That's right. And he rolled doubles, he got boardwalk, and he walked away with all the money. Appearing at the beginning of Act Two of the stage version of the musical Evita, what song sung by Eva Perón from a balcony of the presidential palace in Buenos Aires has her reassuring the crowd below, "The truth is, I never left you"?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I said there would be no math in these upcoming shows, but I've made you count to five three times now here.
That's why I'm sweating.
Yes, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina is correct. And the title of that song comes from a plaque at Perón's gravesite, which was put there by the Taxi Drivers Union. A single 30-year-old woman moves to Minneapolis and applies for a secretarial position at TV station WJM. She ends up as the associate producer, and later producer, of the 6 o'clock news, anchored by newsman Ted Baxter. Airing from 1970 to 1977, and named for its star, what is the title of this iconic series?
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Very good, Ian. The last book published by Dr. Seuss before his death is what 1990 book, which has become a perennially popular gift for high school and college graduates, reaching number 2 on USA Today's 2015 list of the best-selling books, and may be best known for the line, "Will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed."
That's the places you'll go.
Very good. And Dr. Seuss is one of a handful of authors to have books reach number 1 on both the New York Times hardcover fiction and nonfiction lists. That list also includes Mr. John Steinbeck and, of course, Jimmy Buffett. Because,
what?
Of course, right? Can you believe we've lasted five seasons? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or maybe don't. Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions, dust off your Hideki Matsui jersey, and take a look at this challenge.
Start with the phrase five stars. Change one letter to an O, and you can spell a word that names things you might give five stars to. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, congratulations on making it five seasons. Wow.
Same to you, Ian.
See you next week.
Bye.